Learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Got to work late cause my alarm was busted. The boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted. Cause it's one of those days.
Exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. She'll be allowed to visit her grandmother.
She's in her 90s. This could be my last chance to see her.
A request by House Democrat Rashida Tlaib to visit the West Bank on humanitarian grounds has been granted by Israel. The action comes after Israel banned Tlaib and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blames the two Muslim congresswomen's support of the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, or BDS, a Palestinian-led campaign calling for the boycott of Israel.
Fox's David Spund. President Trump had encouraged Israel to ban the congresswomen Congresswoman, Tlaib says she won't support boycotts during her visit, taking shots at the competition.
Every Democrat candidate also wants to give illegal immigrants free welfare.
President Trump rallying in New Hampshire last night. This is Fox News.
Putting the band back together. What do you think, Greg Budell?
We're putting the band back together.
Now, where have I heard that before? Jay Scott, have you seen the 93.1 radio station vehicle?
I traded it for a microphone.
Hey, Emily Hayes, you want to hang around with Baron and Jack after the show?
They still owe you money, fool.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
And Rich Thomas, how about Greg Budell's protege, Joey Clark?
Breaks my heart. Boy, that young going bad.
Hey, Emily, do you have any final thoughts?
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
Stand by for 3 men and a lady.
We're on a mission from God.
That's who's running this show today. God. Well, I mean, I pray every morning that we'll have a good time. I'm Greg. Jay Scott is in the house.
Praise God.
Emily Hayes, her middle name. First, though, the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
4:45 this morning, walking Bailey, and that bright full moon, the full sturgeon moon in the western sky, clear as a bell, humidity is down, you know, and there was a little breeze, and the mugginess was less. It was nice. So that's the stage setter for the day. It's going to be 100 degrees, but...
It was nice.
It was nice.
It's going to be 100.
But the humidity is going to be a little bit lower even this afternoon. So I outlined that on my video. It's not a dry heat, no. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, it's going to be 100 degrees. Mostly sunny, should be dry again today and tomorrow. And then on Sunday, the humidity returns in all its glory. And all of this is a memory. High in the mid-90s with scattered showers and thunderstorms returning and a good chance on Monday. Right now this morning, look at the dew point. It is now 64. Dear Diary, it's 71 degrees, northwest winds at 4 miles per hour, clear as a bell at 6:09.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Friday.
And do you know what time it is?
I'm so glad you asked.
Times for getting funky.
What do you mean, funky?
You know, funky!
Funky fresh.
Funky, funky.
All day long.
I'm lucky if I can find half an hour a week in which to get funky.
Thank you, dangerous, all get on, get funky.
Let's put the fun in funky.
It's showtime.
It is 9 minutes past six. Coming up, Rich has the timeline and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. About an hour from now, Jay will have random facts. That is always followed by a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz. Emily News with the good story, Hayes. Emily Hayes with the good news story of the day. That'll come right around 7 o'clock. But first,
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I flew hundreds of thousands of miles, mostly in the 80s and early 90s, and I don't recall ever seeing therapy dogs, support animals, and all this stuff going on. I understand flying is a whole lot more stressful, especially since 9/11. But also given the fact that airline seats seem to be shrinking, there's very little in the way of service. And now airlines have cleared the path for miniature horses.
No.
Miniature horses to go on planes as service animals. And as always, we have a song.
I was riding through the airport on the back of my old steed, and they made him take off his horseshoes to go through security. He helps me for emotional support in the sky flying coach. He sat by me and he made up when the stewardess approached. I've been through the aisle with the horse on a plane, 'cause I'm clinically insane. Brought a saddle and started combing his mane. Then he pooped while taking off the runway. La 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 la.
I'm going to put this up on Facebook, this story, because there is a picture of a couple with a miniature horse. And somehow they managed to stuff the horse in the space between the front of their legs and the seat in front. Even in first class, that's got to be a bit of a...
Yikes.
Now, on buses in Tijuana, you'll see goats, you'll see chickens.
Yeah.
And these are not service goats or service chickens.
Bailey, what do you think about it? Don't you? I think she wants a service chicken for the morning show.
She was serviced with chicken a little while ago.
In case, you know, I lose it, and she gets upset.
I feel like they had to have been faced with some sort of legal threat in order to allow that.
You know, these horses, they live to be about 35 years.
Oh.
When I first moved to Florida, one of the tourist attractions, and I used to see an ad for it in the paper every day, was Roger Brown's World of Miniature Horses.
Jeez.
Always, you know, like a 2x2 column ad, you know, for this place was in an area that now, of course, is fully developed. Roger Brown's miniature horses have been closed for years, but because they built up all of the available land in Broward and Miami counties, so I don't know what became, but they live 35 years and apparently are pretty easy to maintain. But at this age, I would be reluctant to get one because I don't want my pets to outlive me by 20 years since my death is imminent. Staving off the Grim Reaper is something that Infusion is helping me do.
God,
I'm getting my brain. Please remember to say that when the time comes.
I'm working on the eulogy right now.
Oh, no.
Emily, I want you in charge of all the decorations.
I will not entertain this conversation. I'm just not
a cake.
A cake?
I want a nice death cake.
I'll get with sales and see if we can't get some tie-ins and some sponsors. What?
I just realized I want my friend Donnie Davis and Liquor's Bakery to do my cake.
Okay.
All right.
So just reach out. You won't even need to tell them what to do. They'll know.
we'll definitely sell different spots.
Sponsorship levels? Yeah.
It'll be like an infomercial.
One of the things on my bucket list is to get better insulation in our attic with Master Foam. That means calling Wade Kennan at 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM. Simply put, this is the way to insulate your attic. If you put it in, you can see immediate savings of up to a third on an existing home and half on a house that you're planning on building. That's how effective this is. The simple test, fill two cups, one styrofoam, one a paper cup, or even a ceramic cup, and see which one protects you the best from the heat. And styrofoam is the answer. It keeps ice in ice state longer. It does all of these things. So when it's used as insulation, it keeps the heat out of your attic, keeps the temperature around 80 instead of 120 or more like it is recently. And that way the living areas don't require as much energy to be cooled, and that extends the life of your system. So it's a great investment that pays for itself over time with much lower electric costs. Again, Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM or visit master-foam.com online.
6:15. From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting near Alabama State University. Police say two people are dead and three others are injured. Police have not made any arrests. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Prattville police are investigating a shooting at Newton Park Thursday morning. Police say two people went to the hospital with serious injuries. Police haven't said what led up to the shooting. Right now, no arrests have been made. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, opened its doors for the first time last night. The school had a ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house for students and parents. Lead Academy is the fourth charter school in Alabama. Right now, 360 students are enrolled. Monday is their first day of school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Sometimes we salute the stupid as in, wow, what a rocket scientist. And sometimes we got to salute somebody who's a little clever. And today's rocket scientist is a 15-year-old Twitter user named Dorothy. Before I forget.
Yes.
Before I forget, because you know me, I'm at that delicate age, as I'm all over the place here. But where's that thing? It won't come out. My thing won't come out. I wanted this song, Rocker. I played yesterday, now it doesn't play today.
Okay.
Back to Dorothy.
All right, back to Dorothy.
She got the internet's attention earlier this month as she documented how her mom kept taking away her gadgets, leaving her unable to tweet. She first tweeted, "I'm leaving forever. My mom took my phone. I'll miss you all. SM, I'm crying," in that infantile Twitter language.
SM.
So mad I'm crying, yeah. Later that day, her mom seemingly noticed she was using her Nintendo and announced on Twitter that her account will now be shut down. On August 5th, however, another tweet appeared on the account where the team revealed she was tweeting from her Wii U. On August 8th, she tweeted, "I don't know if this is going to tweet. I'm talking to my refrigerator.
I saw that tweet. Okay.
What the heck? My mom confiscated all my electronics again. LG Electronics, maker of the smart fridge, caught wind of Dorothy's story and started the hashtag #FreeDorothy, which has now gone viral. But I did not know that, you know,
refrigerators.
I know smart appliances can tweet with your refrigerator.
It was weird.
That's cool.
Yeah, I saw the tweet, and you can see it. I'm trying with the refrigerator. And under the bottom, it tells you, like, cell phone or iPhone or something like that. And it said LG something. Refrigerator.
Smart refrigerator.
Yeah. I thought, wow, okay.
It's too much.
Smart refrigerator.
Later on, find out how getting zapped can help you lose weight. And there's more. I mean, it was just a plethora of good stuff today on this show. I don't get zapped because that would be a gross overstatement. Mm-hmm. But this Iasis neurotherapy that Infusion now offers is really amazing. It really is. It's very subtle. You don't feel a thing. You sit there for 20 minutes. They have some nodules that they, you know, place strategically on your forehead, on the side,
right,
one on the back, and they just put gentle streams of microcurrents.
You've had three of these now?
Three of these.
Yeah.
And here's what I can report. Sleeping much deeper,
mm-hmm.
you know, but with little difficulty waking up, so it's not like coming out of the fog.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, if I take a med to help, you know, if it's 11 o'clock and I'm not asleep, I got to get something, so I'll take something to help. Don't do that now. So it's not like coming out of a drug-induced fog. As far as energy is concerned, it's helped with pain with some people that reported that.
Yep.
For me, when I get to the end of the day, I don't feel like I got to launch myself in a bed because I have nothing left in the tank. It's good. And I also think it helps me think better.
Well,
I really do.
If I can add in a plug, I was at Infusion yesterday, and I got the Myers Cocktail IV, and I feel like a million bucks, and I mean it. It has really helped me.
We're going to do the red light room. That's another new feature over there where they...
Ooh, I thought that was something else.
Yeah, no,
I've thought that was something else, too.
No. It's a nickname because it's a room.
Talk about wellness.
It's a room that is lined with red lights.
I see.
You go in there and you stand and the lights work on your skin. Cell rejuvenation.
There's a bar like that in Pensacola where they only have red light bulbs.
I'm sure there is.
It's called the Elbow Room.
We had an elbow room in Fort Lauderdale many years ago.
Yeah.
But the red light room at Infusion is there to stimulate cell rejuvenation in the skin. So your skin looks good. There's so many different ways you can make your life better, more energetic at Infusion. Call 296-1662. Consult with Ryan Turner or anyone on the staff about things that can help improve your life, help you lose weight, have more energy, and even a better attitude.
Definitely.
InfusionCrowandLaser.com online. 622, we've got our first look at the roads. Rich has the timeline for the 16th of August next.
Good morning. Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and your traffic this morning looks pretty good. We do still see an accident with an overturned vehicle at the 12-mile marker on 85 southbound as you're headed into town, so please watch out for that. Otherwise, we don't see any big issues for you. Everybody is moving along smooth. Please keep in mind that these school buses are out picking up kids, so keep an eye out for them this morning. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has dependable late-model used vehicles, but be sure and ask about their duct tape special. Buy this truck, you'll get a free roll of duct tape to hold it together. You're going to need it. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, that's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad, but at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table to have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East,
Vaughna Taylor.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
These past 4 days sure left me exhausted, I swear.
No, we love it. The timeline. That's what we love. Rich Thomas for August 16th.
And we're getting it said for Montgomery. 226 days of the year, 137 days remain. National Tell a Joke Day. So a priest, a rabbi, and a minister walk into a bar and the bartender says, "Is this a joke?" National Roller Coaster Day. It was on this date in 1898 when the first patent for a roller coaster ride was issued. And Sunday, don't forget, is National Fajita Day.
Oh, well, no. There we go.
One of the only Mexican foods that I like. Some of them are just boring.
1858, a telegraph message from Britain's Queen Victoria to President James Buchanan is transmitted over the recently laid transatlantic cable.
Did it take like 19 hours or something?
No. I know the one you're talking about, the first one transmitted around the world. They had to go through several different cables to several different offices. But this one was instantaneous.
I like
much.
The choice of action verbs in that.
Oh, okay. 1896, white salmon fishing near Klondike River in Canada and the Yukon Territory. George Carmack reportedly spots nuggets of gold in a creek bed. His lucky discovery sparks the greatest gold rush in the American West. There's gold in that there creek. 99 years ago, in 1920, Cleveland Indians shortstop Ray Chapman is struck in the temple by a ball pitched by New York Yankees pitcher Carl Mays. He died 12 hours later.
The
first and only death to occur as the result of a pitched ball in a Major League Baseball game.
There was a coach, though, that was killed by a hit ball.
Really?
In Denver, or in a AAA
MLB
game.
AAA, okay.
He was coaching third base and caught a line drive off the side of his head.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That was fairly recent, too.
Speaking of baseball, this day in 1948, Babe Ruth died of throat cancer at the age of 53. Mm. 65 years ago in 1954, first issue of Sports Illustrated was published. Who was the guy on the cover?
Eddie Matthews.
That's right, Milwaukee Braves Hall of Famer.
What are you looking at?
Well, that's so random. Well, and you're just like,
of course
I know.
63 years ago in 56, horror film star Bela Lugosi died of a heart attack at the age of 73. See, if he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Do you want to know what's weird, though?
What?
Not weird, but just, you know, creepy, because everything with Bauhaus is creepy.
Yeah.
But Peter Murphy had a heart attack the other day. And, you know, Bela Lugosi's dead, the song by Bauhaus.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's creepy.
At his funeral, Peter Lorre turned to Vincent Price and said, "Do you think we should drive a stake through his heart just in case?" It is true.
Because he was buried in his Dracula costume.
He was buried in the costume, is right. Yes, that is true. 57 years ago in 1962, Pete Best fired as drummer of the Beatles. 2 days later, Ringo Starr joined the band.
How would you like to live with that all your life?
You
were fired as drummer of the Beatles.
Yes. Yeah. That's like the guy at Decca who said he turned the Beatles down.
Yeah.
You know.
Could have been a contender.
And he went on to work for Ford and was involved with the Edsel project.
Boo.
50 years ago on this date in 1969, it's Saturday now, so let me set the stage. Emerging into the Gulf of Mexico, a hurricane named Camille, going through rapid intensification cycle, it would become a Category 5 hurricane and would strike the coast of Mississippi tomorrow night, which would be Sunday night. Meanwhile, in upstate New York, day two at that concert going on called Woodstock. On today's lineup, Santana, Canned Heat, Grateful Dead, CCR, Janis Joplin, Sly and the Family Stone, Jefferson Airplane, and British Band. The last one to play, the headliner, plays at 5 a.m. That's The Who. Now our song of the day. One of the Woodstock performers, actually the last one on Monday, the 17th. Most of the concertgoers had already gone home and left the venue when Jimi Hendrix took stage on that Monday, a little bit before 12 noon. This one, of course, happens to be a Bob Dylan tune. This version from Hendrix's Electric Ladyland. All along the Watchtower on your Friday timeline as we remember Woodstock.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
You may have noticed the last couple of days we've been doing stuff from the vault. We'll take a kind of a new thing starting Monday with a week of Donny Osmond.
Go away, little girl. You got to include
how
that
exciting.
One. Actually, how about Yo-Yo by the Osmonds and some of the other great music they made? I would love to hear that.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that
Next time you go on vacation, I'll throw those in.
A week of that.
Bubblegum. We'll do bubblegum week.
Should save that for sweeps.
42 years ago, we have to get serious here now. 1977, Dateline Memphis, Graceland, second floor. Elvis Presley died, age of 42. In the mansion, he suffered coronary arrhythmia. His doctor believes the true cause of his death was constipation.
I was turning off Cicero Avenue in Chicago onto Ford City Drive. It was 2 o'clock. I had the local CBS news station on, and that was the lead story. I could take you right back to where I was. It was one of those kind of news moments.
I was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi back in college days. I remember it well. 36 years ago in 1983, Paul Simon marries Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher. The force was not with him, though. They divorced in 84. He's now with Edie Brickell. Oh, speaking of marriages on this date 34 years ago, Madonna and Sean Penn got married. Can you imagine that?
Oh.
Huh? They divorced 4 years later.
We laughed at that one.
1992 on this date, a new tropical depression is forming in the Atlantic. It would become a little storm called Andrew, destined for South Florida, 1 week from now. 2018, 1 year ago today, Aretha Franklin, the queen of soul, the first female performer inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, dies of pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. Birthdays today from The Office, Michael Scott or Steve Carell. He's 57 today.
We have a tribute for him coming up.
Right. Timothy Hutton is 59. Hey, what has he done lately? He
was, not much, though, off the top of my head.
Madonna is 61 today.
Oh, wow.
James Cameron, who is rich beyond, I mean, what do you say about his wealth? He's 65, director of Avatar, Titanic. Kathy Lee Gifford is 66 today. JT, James Taylor, is 66. But, by the way, we're talking about the guy from Kool & the Gang, right? Not the other James Taylor. Big difference.
Oh.
Sunday is National Fajita Day. We said that. 14 days till Labor Day weekend and SEC football on that Saturday. Bama takes on Duke in Atlanta. Auburn plays the Oregon Ducks in Dallas. 41 days, birthday season begins. Halloween in 76 days. And then the holidays sort of unofficially begin the next day on November 1st as all those Christmas commercials start on TV. Christmas when 31 days from now. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Now it's Steve Carell.
Happy birthday to you.
I declare bankruptcy!
Como se llama? No! Kelly Clarkson!
Sometimes I'll start a sentence, and I don't even know where it's going.
That's what she said.
Lamp. Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp.
Happy birthday to you!
6:37.
It was good.
We also have one for Tell a Joke Day, too. We got five quickies coming up.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
I'm thinking about Hannah Youngman. He says, my father called me aside the other day. He said, aside? let's go hunting. I said, I'm game, so he shot me. I love Hannah Youngman jokes. Very hot again today with a high temperature near 100 again, like yesterday. Today and tomorrow will be near 100. Mostly sunny, but we are a little bit less muggy. That's good. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, I should say Sunday, the humidity returns. Showers and thunderstorms do as well, mid-90s, and the storms will be in greater supply by Monday. Right now this morning, dew point 64, you can feel the difference. Of course, when it gets hot later, that'll go away. Today is hot. I'm sorry, say again. Temperature 71 with mostly clear skies, 639.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting ready to join our friends on TV. We got a minute or so before we do that. That's just enough time to remind you. The Montgomery Paint and Body is a building on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane that's built with brick and mortar. But more importantly than what it was built with, is what it's built on. And that's the principle of Donnie Turner. When he first opened 3.5 decades ago, he made a commitment that he would not shortchange a customer in any step of the body repair process, which means they look at everything and they go to the insurance company and say, these things need to be done if we're going to do it right. At the time, sometimes there were some games going on, but Donnie would not play, and now they've evolved to be the gold standard in automotive body repair. Donnie and his son Brandon will leave you with a car that's looking as good as new, maybe better. Not an idle promise or a cute saying. We've all had the experience here with Montgomery Paint and Body, and they'll do for you what they've done for us, that good as new, maybe better experience. Again, their number is 27REC with a W for MPB.
It's showtime.
Timing is good today.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Talking about kids' birthday parties.
Yeah, in the UK, this mom charged $82 for her son's go-kart birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder what if there was a VIP level to that. You could have got it. Yeah, I don't know.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If you want to traumatize your kid by throwing a party where no one shows up, well, here's exactly how to do that.
Yeah, a mom in the UK is getting slammed online for charging people $82 to go to her son's go-kart birthday party. And on top of that, she's also telling people they have to bring their own lunch.
No, not a birthday party. This is more like a field trip. You want to bring in three-minute lady. Exactly. And bring your own slice of cake, too. And a candle. Three-minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning,
they
guys.
Cater, you know, you could be the caterer, right?
For that. I could do that. I was thinking, though, mine's next month. You remember when we were talking about near-death experiences a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I have those every year. They're called birthdays.
How are we going to combine this into a birthday?
I just went to Warm Springs, Georgia, so I was thinking for mine.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about kids, but I was thinking about chartering a bus, filling it up with people to go to Warm Springs. There's a great place called the Bullock House to have lunch, and I was thinking about charging maybe, because you get to go with me.
Right.
Yeah. So what?
Yeah.
Sorry. $1,500
free? I don't know.
$1,500.
It would go to a worthy cause.
Me.
What, me.
What's the VIP tent
entry? Tuition, basically, for
entry.
Your birthday.
Huh?
What now? Say again.
We need tuition for your birthday party.
Oh, tuition, gotcha.
There you go. I used to, when my daughter was growing up, every year was a different challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's ridiculous. If you got a... I mean, I had to, for my stepson, we did a biscuit at the Montgomery Biscuits. And everybody got tickets, and the parents got... Everybody got money to go have food. You can't impose a cost on kids and parents to attend a birthday party. It's ridiculous.
You missed the line.
I mean, you can. People just won't show up.
What I missed.
You missed the line. Last hour, Ryan said that when he was growing up, they had to pay kids to come to his birthday party.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard, Ryan.
Well, it's Ryan.
And if you notice,
they still didn't show up.
Me and Jaleah are getting paid to be here right now, too. So
that's a good point.
Something's never changed.
Oh, Ryan.
The challenge with kids' birthday parties every year is that
we're about to have cake.
They get older and they like different things.
Right.
I'm sure I've told you about the ponderous Barney story, right?
I'm afraid to.
Yeah.
The $175 Barney I hired for my daughter's third birthday.
Yeah.
He comes in a costume that smells bad, and he just kind of like, just moping around, not saying anything.
Right.
So I made him go in the garage and give me the costume. I'm paying you $175. Give me that costume. And I was like that.
Yeah.
And I came flying out of the garage, hoo-hoo! And the kids loved it because I sounded like Barney. And I am available for your birthday parties, viewers. Just reach out to me here at Blue Water Broadcasting, and I'm available for a fee.
272-9228.
Barney had just had a late night with Baby Bop. And
Ryan. I love it, Ryan.
I think Ryan should be hiring out for birthday parties. Yeah. He's a funny guy.
Yes,
Ryan.
Look at that tie he's wearing.
I had a magician one year. The kids loved that. Yeah. And then for my own birthday party one year, I got a pony for myself, and then invited all the neighborhood kids to come over.
You're kidding.
No, I never had a pony when for my kid birthday party, so I decided.
You had some good birthdays.
I did.
Yeah, I did. I was just excited.
I'm realizing that all of my birthdays growing up were terrible.
I got a hair tank.
I mean, yeah. I thought that doing Laser Quest every year from 5 to 11 was really cool.
So basically, also all the kids in your class knew, like, oh, it's that time of year again.
Andrew's Laser Quest party.
Yeah. I was like, here's breakfast. Happy birthday. I don't know.
I promise if I'm not dead when my birthday comes around next month, I will do something really exciting for all of us.
Thank you. What a cheery note on that Friday.
Maybe
note.
Ryan will dress up as Barney for that.
That would be awesome.
September 27th.
You couldn't afford my prize.
Okay, guys. That's all the time we got this morning. We will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend,
all right, you
everyone.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Happy Friday to you. If you want to hear more from Brew and a Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, every day starting at 6.
Well, there you go. That was fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We done good? Good.
We did good.
All right. 6:45 is the time. So what we got coming up next, today's Cheap and Trashy. Later on, animal stories. There's so many animal stories on a daily basis that we're going to do. We're going to do a little thing.
Okay.
And
let's
just
do a little thing.
Package them up so they're not so random. We also have this year's, or rather not this year's, but July's best news bloopers.
Oh, I always love the bloopers.
So we'll have that probably, sometime after 7. Jay will have random facts, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. How did you like the ribeyes?
Well, Emily? The ribeyes. They were good.
Yeah. It was excellent.
And the cheesy eggs?
Just fantastic.
You're not just saying that.
No.
Because you know I'm despondent.
I'm pretty honest these days.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Good. In middle of need.
Let's move on.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into a Friday morning, and things look great out on the roadways. There are no big delays for you no matter which way you're headed. There's a lot of traffic, though. It's building up on the boulevard pretty quickly, but everybody's rolling smooth. If you're rolling on the interstates this morning, we don't have any problems on I-65. I-85 does have a hang-up around the 12-mile marker. There's an accident on the southbound side with an overturned vehicle that is still slowing traffic down there, so give yourself a little extra time if you're headed that way. Let's be careful as we get our Friday morning rolling. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long with free admission till 9 p.m. Live music at 9. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone. Sports, box scores, highlights. Everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to WOWWay.com and get yours today.
WOW.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 16th, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Madonna.
Congratulations, it's a material girl. Gonna dress her up in diapers. Sorry, Mom, but I'm afraid you're no longer like a virgin. What? Too soon?
Madonna, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's...
And welcome to today's edition of the Jeep and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. Starting with yesterday afternoon, when Joey and I were on happy hour, we saw the smoking ruins of that plane. Yep. That was carrying Dale Earnhardt and family, and it was hard to believe anybody got out of there.
You are right about that.
Earnhardt was not one of the pilots on the plane. His sister issued a statement saying everyone's safe, been taken to the hospital for further evaluation, no information at this time. And I have not seen anything since that statement by her.
He was supposed to do the race on Saturday night for NBC, but he has taken the night off to be with his family. Oh, yeah.
Are these 10 words that should be banned from sports? This comes to us from a Twitter feed. I wish I had that song, so I got a great thing for tweets now. Introduce unusual tweets. This is a thread that, what words should we never hear because they've been so beaten to death? Adversity. Classy. GOAT, meaning greatest of all time.
Right,
yeah.
Redskins, because some people find it, it seems like more non-Native Americans find it offensive than Native Americans. Winningest, 110%.
Big deal.
Physicality, and the term warrior.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, warrior does get beat up.
You know, I kind of give broadcasters a pass on that because you, when you're in a long time out or something and you've got to fill that time, you know, use whatever words you can find.
That makes you a broadcast warrior.
The physicality of broadcasting.
That's right. Somebody, 110%.
110%.
Yeah. Somebody needs through to adversity.
Make a list. Somebody needs to make a list of all the movies that have been produced based on a song title, and the latest to come out is Blinded by the Light.
Yeah.
First of her medutionary motor in the night. Isn't that the line?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe.
No, it's revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Isn't that what it is?
It sounds like something vulgar on the song.
I was agreeing with him for humor factor.
It's just like that line in Rocket Man. You know.
Well, now I have to look and find out and see if I am correct.
I'm pretty sure you're correct.
I wish I could...
It's,
I'm not 100, 10%, but...
It's a story about a Pakistani-British teenager in the 80s who's struggling with racism and a sense of hopelessness until he discovers Springsteen and finds the courage to be himself. I predict it will make less than $10 million.
I don't see it doing too well.
Angry Birds 2 is out. Angry Birds is not a thing anymore, is it?
It's not, but it's still enough that this is probably going to be your number one movie of the week.
Still,
show as a kid when Angry Birds first came around, and we got him an Angry Bird because he liked to play it. I got an Angry Birds comforter. I use it now.
I was correct on the lyrics.
Yeah, here, by the way, I mentioned Rocket Man. That line that nobody knows and just kind of through is Rocket Man burning out his fuse up here alone.
Yeah, I do kind of just hit the phonetics on that line.
Is there a metaphor for that? Is that a metaphor for something?
I think Bernie just needed another line for that.
That's possible, too. That's how a lot of lyrics get written. I mean, talking about a song, either Jay was the other day, that they just filled it with gibberish. They just kept repeating the line, da-da-da-da-da-da, something like that. Am I the only one that remembers that?
Was that, it was one of Rich Thomas' songs.
Oh?
It was one of your Song of the Days.
Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat?
No. And it was something about, we're going to sing our summer singing song. And then it was a bunch of la la.
Oh, yeah, that was the Oliver song, Good Morning Starshine.
Oh, yeah.
Libby gloob, glooby, nibby, 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 sha, la 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 lo.
Those aren't words.
Those are examples of, you know, lyrics that, well, for lack of anything better.
Right.
A lucky fan will get $1,000 for binge-watching Friends for 25 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
$1,000? That's not worth it.
That's totally not worth it, because I can name four people right now that would do that.
I'd rather spend $1,500 and go on your birthday bus.
It's the Greg Budell birthday bus. $1,500. Early bird special gets the $1,000.
Early bird.
Yeah. Get your early bird tickets for only $1,000 at the gate. $1,500.
So be me and Rich on the birthday bus.
Bring your own lunch.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor will return as Obi-Wan Kenobi in a Disney Plus series.
Yeah, they're going to milk that.
Apparently. Now we have two people accusing Katy Perry of sexual harassment. And this one, I'm sorry, it's hard to feel sympathy. A 62-year-old man died after getting knocked down in a mosh pit at last Sunday's Slipknot show in Chicago.
That's sad.
It's 62.
Well, he's 62 in a
Slipknot
show.
You don't belong in mosh pits. Grow the hell up.
Yeah.
Sometimes mosh pits just happen where you happen to be standing, and you can't get out of the way.
Not at a Slipknot show.
You don't know.
At Woodstock, it wasn't a mosh pit. It was a mud pit.
It was a mud pit. Yeah. Yes.
Stoy Torrey 4 has passed the $1 billion mark.
You got your volume, your level.
I just turned my mic off.
I was just adjusting it.
Sure.
Because we needed four.
Here's another Emily segment
without Jay Scott.
News Talk 93.1.
A Jay Scottless Emily segment. Hi, hello, friends. It's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbert Family Chiropractic. He celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Wow.
And he thanks everyone for all the kind birthday wishes.
Bet he had a birthday bus, but it was better, huh?
If you've just celebrated another birthday and you're feeling the aches and pains of growing older, go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbert Family Chiropractic. They're open in 3 minutes, y'all. Very flexible for your work schedules, because Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they were open from 7 to noon and 2 to 6. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 to noon. Super flexible scheduling, so it can work with your work schedule anywhere in the River Region. Conveniently located off of I-65, just about a mile or so in on Highway 14 is where you'll find Millbrook Family Chiropractic. You can find them online and learn so much by going to millbrookchiropractor.com. And as always, we encourage you to follow them on Facebook. Call Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang if you're dealing with any kind of pain, from a recent car injury to an old sports injury. 285-8483 from Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks for leaving a flipping mic on.
Thanks for keeping your volume at a, you know, normal level.
I can't help it that I'm animated.
It's our inside voice.
That never worked for me.
We've been teaching Hershey and Briscoe that, and they're doing very well. The inside voice thing.
Right.
Hershey and Briscoe can learn it.
Shut up. I knew you were going there.
My little dum-dums. Gub, 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 gub.
There'll be none of that Star, whatever that song is. I've already forgotten what it is.
Glibby Gloop Gloopy?
Yeah, there'll be none of that going on here.
I bet you I could write nothing but songs that are filled with silly lyrics like that.
Well, if you're using those words, sure.
Man, she's winning my little hand. I think Elvis was singing that on the toilet.
Don't you say anything.
Cows do for entertainment. They rent movies. Did you hear about the frustrated duck? He couldn't get his down up. What about the religious skunk that went to church each week and sat in his own pew? What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhino? Elephino! What do you call a deer with no eyes? I have no idea.
Deer. So we said when we were kids, we called it, instead of idea,
idea. Got no idea how that happened.